This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Azalea Festival is here, and one of the highlights is the Cape Fear Garden Club's Azalea Garden Tour. This year, the chair of the tour is Sydney Penny, who was Azalea Queen almost 20 years ago.
It was in 1999. I had done a film here the previous year and was invited to come back as the queen, and it was an incredible experience. I guess, you know, anyone who stands and watches the events or sees the parade or sees the entourage go by with the police escort must wonder, wow, what's that like? That seems so exciting. And it is. It really is. My husband, Rob, and I were just so touched and stunned, I suppose, at what a hospitable, warm, inviting, beautiful town this was. And so when we had the opportunity a few years later to move here, we jumped at it.
Sydney has named this year's tour Bloomin' Beautiful.
We have 9 private gardens, ranging from small boutique yards that people keep themselves. There's a lot of art in some of them. Others, you'll see a lot of whimsical touches and features, like outside fireplaces, beautiful seating areas, statuary, tree houses, many different features. And we also have some large gardens that are very stately, sort of traditional, well-established yards. And then we also have 2 public gardens. Airlie Gardens will be open to us on Saturday and Sunday, and the Cape Fear Museum Park. And that's quite special to us because our club gave them a beautification grant in order to be able to plant that park. So we're proud to be able to show some of our actual philanthropic work on the tour.
Cape Fear Garden Club President Kathy Poulos has been involved with this tour for 20 years.
We're very proud to have this as our major fundraiser, and it does allow us to give back a lot to this community. Sydney mentioned the beautification grants that we give, as well as some scholarships and conservation projects. We maintain Battery Island year-round with a Audubon officer, plus our Battery Island committee is coming up doing a bird cruise in May. And they also go and clean up that island twice a year. They just recently brought back 650 pounds of trash off the island. That's kind of sad to think of that, but these are the kind of things that we need to do to protect our environment and our community, as well as the beautification that we do.
This year, the ribbon cutting is at Greenfield Lake, where the Azalea Festival was born.
It was in the middle of the Depression, and folks were not feeling too happy. And it was, I believe, Hugh Morton that said, hey, why don't we celebrate this beautiful plant that makes us all so happy in the spring and remind everyone that there's still hope out there. And I think the spring does that for all of us every year. I think the purpose of the Azalea Festival continues to this day, and we're pleased to be a part of that.
Azalea Garden Tour Chair Sydney Penny and Cape Fear Garden Club President Kathy Poulos. Find details about the Azalea Garden Tour at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.